a look at the Skagway Assembly's packed agenda, and the Haines School Board hires support for the superintendent search. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Skagway Assembly has a packed agenda for tomorrow's meeting. KHNS has this preview of the discussions that will make it to the dais this week. There are four public hearings scheduled. Residents will have a chance to weigh in on a coordinated transportation plan compiled by Catholic Community Services. The document points to a goal to apply for funding to purchase an ADA-accessible van to replace an aging vehicle currently in service in Skagway. Southeast Senior Services is applying for a grant for the purchase from the state's Community Transit Program. It's asking the municipality to provide a 20% match, $15,000. The Assembly will consider a resolution to support the plan. It will also discuss adopting an alternative method for the FY18 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program. The program is for sharing of fish tax collected outside municipal boundaries. It's for municipalities that experienced significant negative effects from fisheries business activities in 2016. In the alternative method, local governments in different fisheries management areas can work together to determine how to distribute available funds. The public will also have a chance to weigh in on this resolution. The Assembly will consider the priority list for capital improvement projects. It will also address a resolution requesting commercial passenger vessel tax funding for projects. Both items are up for public hearings. Also at the meeting, an ordinance related to Title 12, Harbors and Ports in Municipal Code, will be introduced. It would amend the code to address regulations for the Port of Skagway and the Port Enterprise Fund. A draft memorandum of understanding with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is also on the agenda again. At a special meeting last week, the Assembly overturned a mayoral veto of a motion to approve a draft MOU. Its action moved the document forward to a negotiating committee. There are several new business items on the meeting's agenda, including the cost estimate and schematics for the Skagway Community Activity Center and senior housing. The project construction is estimated to cost about $4.2 million. The meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. The Haines School Board is bringing in some supporting expertise for its superintendent search. As KHNS's Barrett Wilbur reports, at a meeting Tuesday, the school board approved working with two entities to make the right hire.
Haines resident Lanice Fontenot owns the consulting firm Professional Development Company. The Haines School District will pay her to facilitate interviews and help rank candidates. Board President Anne Marie Palmieri said her professional experience and local status made her a good fit.
She has a lot of experience with interview questions and, you know, looking at what qualities we're looking for and making sure that the interview questions reflect back to, you know, the information that we're seeking.
The board also approved Patty Carlson to check references and do site visits. She'll travel to candidates' home communities to gather background information on the search committee's top choices. The board was happy to accept her offer, Palmieri said.
She has generously offered to volunteer her time, and she was the director of human resources at the Juneau School District for 14 years.
Carlson is uniquely familiar with Haines' struggle to keep a superintendent. Her husband is currently filling the position in an interim capacity for the second time. The district won't pay Carlson, but will reimburse her travel expenses. Trying new strategies for hiring and getting professional help are very intentional approaches. 2018 will mark the third superintendent hire, not including Rich Carlson, in 5 years for Haines. And Palmieri says the board is committed to finding a good fit and appreciates the public's input.
All this expertise that we're getting and all this help, I think it's truly a community event.
The job was posted on November 17th. Superintendent Carlson reported one application had already been submitted, and he perceived interest was rising.
Just within the last couple days, we've been getting more and more calls.
The application period closes January 15th. After that, applications and candidates will be open to the public to review. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.
Ketchikan business leaders are calling on the city's medical providers to share more information about their bills. It's part of a larger discussion that's attracting attention around the state and the nation. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Some Ketchikan officials want to make it easier for residents to find out what medical procedures cost before they're done. The Ketchikan City Council brought up the issue earlier this fall. Some members asked about passing an ordinance similar to one approved by the Anchorage Assembly earlier this year. Now, business leaders are asking for the same thing.
We saw what the municipality of Anchorage did, and we thought, wow, that's a great idea.
Chelsea Goucher is president of the Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. She says such a measure would level the playing field as well as improve the quality of life in the Southeast Alaska city. She says that's good for business.
We think all providers will benefit from moving in that direction, as well as the public, just to have choice, a better understanding of kind of what they're getting into before they get into it. It's something that for one provider to do it and not the others doesn't really solve the problem.
Anchorage's ordinance instructs hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices to give patients a non-binding price estimate for services on request. It includes supplies and other costs involved in a procedure. That effort and the one in Ketchikan are part of a growing nationwide movement toward medical cost transparency. Some offices already make that information available, but not a lot.
I think on balance, it's a rarity.
Niall Brennan is president and CEO of the Healthcare Cost Institute. The nonpartisan, nonprofit, Washington, D.C.-based firm collects and analyzes health cost information.
For every provider that has made an effort, there are dozens who either deliberately or inadvertently make it extremely difficult for anybody to try and understand the true cost.
The Ketchikan City Council discussion focused on the local hospital. Member Judy Zenge says patients have a right to know what procedures will cost, and that just isn't happening.
We have a $52,567,000 hospital, and a lot of people I know don't go there. And part of it is because they can't find out how much things are going to cost.
The city-owned Ketchikan Medical Center is managed by Peace Health, a Catholic healthcare ministry. Chief Administrative Officer Ed Freisinger acknowledges council members' concerns and those of the public. He says Peace Health also wants to increase billing transparency.
We're evaluating options to, improve access to tools to gain that estimate. Right now, we do it through phone access. We are looking at an option to have it available through our website.
He says such a system would cover all Peace Health facilities, which are in Alaska, Washington, and Oregon. But there's no set date for completion. Niall Brennan of the Healthcare Cost Institute says an online system is best.
Making somebody call a phone number to understand the cost of a service is not really acceptable in this day and age.
He says the information must be presented so it can be easily understood and downloaded onto an individual's computer. But there's disagreement.
There are online systems, but they don't always capture all the relevant information that people need to know.
Becky Holtberg is president and CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. She says patients do better on the phone.
We really encourage individual conversations. First with the insurer, because the insurer actually has the most information about the patient's out-of-pocket costs, because they know the deductible, they know the copayment, and they understand the individual's plan.
And if that doesn't work, she advises patients to call the hospital or other provider. Those who are uninsured or have high deductibles should do the same and ask about discounts or financial assistance. The Ketchikan City Council plans to discuss the issue in more detail at a December 21st meeting. I'm Ed Schoenfeld.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.